Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good evening, Bohemican listeners. This is Pete Coleman. Tonight we bring you a special presentation of our spin-off show called Past Access, Did You Know? With a look back at Prague's 2020 Comic-Con sponsored event and a look at the history of comics. All week, we will be presenting these new Past Access DYK episodes, and if you would like to check out the video version, please stop by our Past Access YouTube channel, like, and subscribe. Many of our old Bohemican videos are still on this channel, so feel free to look around. Thanks very much, and please enjoy this special presentation of DYK, Comics, A History. So welcome to Past Access DYK. I'm your host, Pete Coleman, at the first ever Comic-Con in Central Europe in Prague, Czech Republic. And yes, this is a great way to start our show about the history of comics on DYK. So let's go inside O2 Arena for Comic-Con 2020. Welcome to Past Access. I'm your host, Pete Coleman, on location here in Prague for the first ever Comic-Con licensed show here in Czech Republic. And it really is a happening place. We've got so many things going on today, and I think this fits our show for DYK, for Past Access, when we talk about the history of comics. So before we go into any more of the information about the history of comics, let's talk a little bit about what Comic-Con has done for the comic industry. For one, the Comic-Cons have been extraordinary boom for the comic book industry, even when the comic books have been somewhat down in popularity or publishing. Movies and TV shows are on the upswing. Comic books are still kind of struggling a little bit, but their history is something ingrained, especially in the consciousness of the United States pop culture. So for more on that, let's talk about the history of comics.
Comics have been around for quite some time. Given birth through political sketches and newspapers from the 18th century to the recognizable graphic storytelling of the mid-1800s, but it wasn't until the 1930s that the comic book took off. Sure, there were stories of heroes in American pop culture just before this era got started, such as Tarzan, John Carter, Flash Gordon, The Phantom, and The Lone Ranger, but it was The Last Son of Krypton in 1938's Action Comics that would set the standard we know and love today. That's right, the Man of Steel, Superman. Even today, this benchmark is recognized as the birth of the modern comics. The first edition of Action Comics No. 1 is valued at $3.2 million today. What would come would be the Second World War and the Golden Age of comics. You see, comic books found their market in young readers, children wanting to escape to a world of make-believe. Yet the war saw the comic book industry play its own part in wartime support. For the American GI, the paper comic book was a portable, foldable, and easy-to-read break from the perils of war. Once read, it could be passed along or traded between buddies to fill some of the downtime between fighting. The likes of Batman, Wonder Woman, the Green Lantern, and of course Captain America and his trusty sidekick, Bucky Barnes, fighting the Axis powers would captivate thousands of readers. Comics would make the jump to radio serials and movies, helping to raise war bonds and promote newsreels. Also aptly told in recent movies in the 21st century. Once the war was won, comics would shift into darker territory for older readers, but then take a backseat to TV shows and B-rated movies.
Justice and the American way. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Superman.
The fits and seizures of popularity through the Silver Age to the modern post-1985 era were only bolstered in the early part of this century, with blockbuster movies breaking box office records worldwide. Comic heroes were back in the forefront thanks to movies like Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy and the epic interconnectedness of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's hard to believe, especially for some of us Gen Xers, that there are 3 to 4 big-budget superhero movies a year. The genre has come a long way since Christopher Reeve's Superman in 1978 and Michael Keaton's portrayal of Batman in 1989. To say we as the movie-going public are spoiled these days is an understatement. To put a fine point on this, there has been no better time for comic book fans to assemble.
Avengers!
Assemble.
Comic books have really had a great shelf life, so to speak. They've been around for over 100 years. But really coming up to the Silver Age of comics, you have to think about Superman in 1938's Action Comics. 2 years before him, the Phantom would be kind of the main superhero of the time that was in newspapers. But Superman really took the headlines. Even today, that first edition in pristine condition of Superman Action Comics, number one, $3.2 million. All right, that's serious bank. There's a lot of great comic books and great comic book storylines, but let's go right now to the top five, Pete's top five, did you know, comic book storylines of all time.
As I was putting this list together, I found it to be an impossible task to find only the top five graphic novels or comic book editions, so I thought I would separate them into two lists, DC and Marvel. My apologies to all the other great independent comics out there, but let's get started. So first, DC Comics. At number 5, Crisis on Infinite Earths. As a kid in the 1980s, this brought all my comic book heroes together, only to see them ripped apart by cosmic forces, thus opening the door to a whole new world of story arcs of parallel DC dimensions. Number 4, Batman the Killing Joke. Batman is usually dark, but this story takes us down a super dark path of torture, death, and mayhem, focusing on one of the greatest villains of all time, the Joker. Written by Alan Moore, he pulled out all the stops on this one in 1988. In at number 3, All-Star Superman. This is the Superman story we all wanted and were lucky enough to get from Grant Morrison. In my mind, the true human experience of the last son of Krypton. Number 2, The Watchmen. A 1980s Cold War reimagining of the superhero genre, with characters mirroring the ones that we all know and love, but with a real-world twist to their lives, and the unique world-building of the great Alan Moore. Before we get to the number one, here are some of my honorable mention. Jeff Johns' 2009 Green Lantern Blackest Night. What can go wrong when you explore the cosmic universe of the various Green Lantern Corps? New Frontiers, one of my favorite modern throwbacks to the Silver Age DC Comics by one of my all-time favorite artists, the late Darwin Cook. And The Death of Superman. This comic book arc caused a tsunami of news coverage in the early 1990s, and many say this story rejuvenated the entire comic book industry all on its own. Now, if those were honorable mentions, you know number one must be awesome, because it is. At the number one spot, Kingdom Come. This 1996 Elseworlds story showcases a disillusioned and aging superhero cast being called to action one last time. Alex Ross made this graphic novel come to life in a way his artwork only could. It is a surreal talent where comics and true art meet.
All right, here at Comic-Con in Prague, you would ask yourself, does Comic-Con really translate well to Europe? It does. There's a lot of people here. And it's kind of neat to see all these great sort of things from comic books to science fiction to fantasy, and people dressed up and really kind of getting that Comic-Con sort of feel to it all. So let's take a look at what they have to offer here in Prague.
Comic-Con arrived in Central Europe in February of 2020, and it was a real hit with European fans.
cosplay enthusiasts showed up in droves to Prague's Convention Center. The three-day pre-pandemic event, which kind of seems like 1,000 years ago, saw nearly 24,000 comic book, fantasy, and sci-fi fans pass through the doors. This officially licensed Comic-Con crossed multiple language and cultural barriers to thrill thousands here in the Czech capital. Artists, actors, and various celebrities took to the podium to discuss their past, present, and future roles of genres in sci-fi movies, comic book superhero roles, and fantasy gaming creations. If you could score a pass, you might get a chance to meet a star or two. My son and I were happy to get a photo with Superman Returns actor Brandon Routh. A class act guy, we hope that we'll reprise his Kingdom Come Superman role he just portrayed on the small screen with the CW's Legends of Tomorrow.
Couldn't save them.
You want to take a minute? Looks like you could use a breather.
I'll put this on. This crest. I made a promise. To keep fighting, no matter what.
It was also great to see graphic artists showcasing their respective talents in front of fans. Artists such as Alvaro Martinez Bueno. A comic book fan himself, Martinez has his favorites when creating his artwork.
I grew up reading the X-Men and Spider-Man and the Avengers. I was a Marvel guy myself back in the day. But at the moment, I would love to draw them. I already drew the X-Men once, but I would love to do it again. I really love to draw the Flash. It's one of my favorite characters. So it would be fantastic to do that. The market in Europe, which is strong, mostly from France or Belgium or Italy or Spain, where I come from.
It was so much fun to introduce my son to my childhood superheroes and games of my youth. Throwback arcade games were free to play, such as Pac-Man, Galaga, and Centipede. But being a modern teenager, he naturally gravitated to the newer gaming consoles and augmented reality. Comic book superheroes with a modern Generation Z pull. Well, that's okay. I'll stick with Pac-Man. Thanks very much. As promised, here is the top 5 Marvel graphic novels or comic book arcs. At number 5, The Amazing Spider-Man issues 121 through 122, the night Gwen Stacy died. Peter Parker has his world shaken to its foundations with the unexpected death of his girlfriend Gwen Stacy, and later sees an epic death as well, but with the villain, the Green Goblin. Number 4. X-Men Dark Phoenix Saga. The X-Men had to make this list at some point because of all the great storylines that they have, but this one stands out to me. But be careful, spoiler alert, Jean Grey doesn't make it. At the number 3 position, Daredevil Born Again is another Frank Miller masterpiece. The devil of Hell's Kitchen is having a rough time as the Kingpin is wanting blood. It's got all the grittiness that makes for a good Daredevil read. Heroin use, contract killings, and what stands out the most, spiritual introspection by our blind hero Matt Murdock. Runner-up at number 2, 1991's Infinity Gauntlet. Yes, it's true, this is the source material we would see brought to the screen in the MCU's blockbuster Avengers Endgame. But there's much more here to this comic book series. For example, the more important role Thanos' daughter Nebula has in correcting the post-events known as the Snap. And before we get to number 1, here are my honorable mentions for Marvel. Civil War. Want a real-world view on superheroes, their right to privacy, and the prolonged infighting among the Avengers? Well, here you go. Fantastic Four, Hereafter. I know this is not the Galactus trilogy, but hold on. This is a real story of family that I think sets the Fantastic Four apart from other team-ups. Reed Richards' struggles in this one really make an impact on the reader. And finally, number 1. Captain America, Winter Soldier. Yes, it is true, it was made into the best superhero movie ever made, and I will not entertain any discussion on that fact. But the source material was epic too. Ed Brubaker brings us a layered story of good old Cap, who is confronted with his World War II past and his new modern life. His best buddy Bucky resurfaces as a brainwashed assassin, and the story eventually tackles the real-world heavy concepts of PTSD, internal disillusionment, and self-awareness.
Captain America Winter Soldier truly is my number one pick. It is the last day of Comic-Con, day three, and even the lines to sit in the Game of Thrones Iron Throne were dwindling down. So before we wrap things up here at the 2020 Comic-Con in Prague, here are some of the sights and sounds of a very successful event. So that's it for DYK. What a great show. We were able to talk about one of my passions, which is comic books. We got our nerd on, which is kind of awesome here in Czech Republic. We don't usually get that here in Prague. And it was really kind of cool to see that the Czechs really take in this American culture of comic book and fantasy and sci-fi that has now become a universal thing around the planet with a lot of fervency and a lot of fandom. Kind of cool. So remember, you can always go to PastAccess.com for more information about Past Access with Pete Coleman or DYK, Did You Know? We got a lot of great shows coming up here this year, so make sure you tune in for that. And as always, you can go to PodcastNickShop.com to get all the greatest swag we've got to help support the show. So until next time, for DYK, from Prague, I'm Pete Coleman.
This has been Past Access, Did You Know? With Pete Coleman. For more information on this topic or other DYK shows, please visit us at PastAccess.com. Be sure to visit our Past Access YouTube channel, like, and subscribe.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.